Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, by the grace of God, I am back after an extended break after preaching the Word of God, preaching the gospel, and doing multiple podcasts a day, preaching multiple times a day for over 5 years, nearly each and every day by the grace of God. God gave me the liberty to take a break, and I have enjoyed it, and I am enjoying it, but this has been what they call a working vacation, because I have still been giving myself to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast, episode number 822. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, challenge you, and yes, motivate you to simply just pray. Outside of reading the Word of God, I cannot imagine telling you something more important that you need to do in this life than pray. Beloved, this podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. So if I can get you to just pray to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in faith believing, I believe all sorts of wonderful things. In fact, I know all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. Now, that is if you fear God, that you are truly saved, and you fear God, and you obey God. In other words, you're living a life of obedience. God is not going to bless you and answer your prayers if you're living in sin. And everybody in their right mind knows that. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Luke 11:5-8, which reads, "And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth." Beloved, allow me to share with you some more important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary, one of the greatest application and devotional commentaries of all time. He goes on to share with us, "Now, this similitude may be of use to us. Number one, to direct us in prayer, we must come to God with boldness and confidence for what we need, along with, of course, humility, as a man does to the house of his neighbor or friend who he knows loves him and is inclined to be kind to him and to help him. Number two, we must come for bread, for that which is needful and which we cannot be without." In other words, it must be something very, very necessary, very important. Number three, we must come to him by prayer for others, as well as for ourselves. This man did not come for bread for himself, but for his friend. The Lord accepted Job when he prayed for his friends. We cannot come to God upon a more pleasing errand than when we come to him for grace to enable us to do good for others, to feed many with our lips, to entertain and edify those that come to us, and not just we ourselves. Amen. Number four, we may come with the more boldness to God in a strait, if it be a strait that we have not brought ourselves into by our own folly, sin, foolishness, and carelessness, but providence has led us into it. This man would not have wanted bread if his friend had not come in unexpectedly. The care which providence casts upon us, we may with cheerfulness cast back upon providence. Number five, we ought to continue instant in prayer and watch in the same with all perseverance. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, our prayer motivator, our featured prayer motivator quote is from Dr. J.C. Ryle. He said, "We are sometimes tempted to think that we get no good by our prayers and that we may as well give them up altogether. Let us resist that temptation, for it is folly. It comes from the devil. Let us believe and pray on against our besetting sins, against the spirit of the world, against the wiles of the devil. Let us pray on and not faint. For strength to do duty, for grace to bear our trials, for comfort in every trouble, let us continue in prayer. Let us be sure that no time is so well spent in every day as that which we spend upon our knees. Jesus hears us, and in his own good time will give an answer. He may sometimes keep us long waiting, but he will never send us empty away. Beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this. It is a crime for a man to leave his wife and children in the morning without spending serious time with them in prayer. Sir, the greatest thing that you can do for your family is make it your business to pray with them each day, preferably early in the morning, but any time of the day will work. But make sure you pray. In the spirit of Nike, sir, just do it. Don't worry about how you feel or how anybody else feels about it. Just do it. And God will bless you. Real good. Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Modern Examples of Prayer, where we left off at part 13 from the book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. Dr. E.M. Bounds, the doctor of prayer, said, here's another record of her ardent and faithful praying. Lately, I have been favored with a more ardent spirit of praying than almost ever formerly. We need to study these words, favored with a more ardent spirit of praying, for they are pregnant words. The spirit of prayer, the ardent spirit of prayer and its increase, and the more ardent spirit of prayer, all these are of God. They are given in answer to prayer. The spirit of prayer and the more ardent spirit are the result of ardent, importunate, secret prayer. At another time, Lady Maxwell declared that secret prayer was the means whereby she derived the greatest spiritual benefit. I do indeed prove it to be an essential privilege. She says, I could not live without it. Though I do not always find comfort in it. Very interesting. I still ardently desire an enlarged sphere of usefulness and find it uncomfortable to embrace the opportunities afforded me. An enlarged sphere of usefulness is certainly a proper theme of intense prayer. But that prayer must ever be accompanied with an improvement of the opportunities afforded by the present. Many pages might be filled with extracts from Lady Maxwell's diary as to the vital importance of and the nature of the ministry of prayer. But we must forbear, for many years, she was in ardent supplication for an enlargement of her sphere of usefulness. But all these years of ardent praying may be condensed into one statement. My whole soul has been thirsting after a larger sphere of action, she says, agreeably to the promises of a faithful God. For these few last weeks, I have been led to plead earnestly for more holiness. Lord, give me both, that I may praise thee. These two things for which this godly woman prayed must go together. They are one and not to be separated. The desire for a larger field of work without the accompanying desire for an increase of consecration and holiness in your life is perilous and may be supremely selfish, the offspring of spiritual pride. John Fletcher, also a contemporary of John Wesley, was intimately associated with the founder of Methodism. He was a scholar of courtesy and refinement, a strong original thinker, eloquent in simplicity and truth. That which qualified him as a spiritual leader was his exceeding great faith in God. Pardon me. His nearness to God and his perfect assurance of dear, unquestioned relationship to his Lord. Fletcher had profound convictions concerning the truth of God, a deep and perpetual communion with his Lord and Savior, and was profound and humble in his knowledge of God and Christian experience. He was a man of deep spiritual insight into the things of God, and his thorough earnestness, his truth, and his consecration marked him as a man of God, well equipped by all these things for a leader in Israel. Unceasing prayer was the sign and secret of Fletcher's sainthood, its power and influence. His whole life was one of prayer. So intently was his mind fixed on God that he sometimes said, "I would not rise from my seat without lifting up my heart to God." Mm-hmm. A friend relates the fact that whenever they met, his first salute was, "Do I meet you praying? Do I meet you praying? Are you praying?" If they were talking on theology in the midst of it, he would break off abruptly and say, "Where are our hearts now?" If the misconduct of any person who was absent was mentioned, he would say, "Let us pray for him." The very walls of his room, so it was said, were stained by the breath of his prayers. Spiritually, Madeleine was a dreary, desolate desert when he went to live there. But it was so revolutionized by his prayers that it bloomed and blossomed like the garden of the Lord. A friend of his thus writes of Fletcher, "Many of us have at times gone with him aside, and there we would continue for 2 or 3 hours, wrestling like Jacob for the blessing, praying one after another, and I have been rather, and I have seen him on these occasions so filled with the love of God that he could contain no more, but would cry out, "Oh my God, withhold thy hand, or the vessel will burst." His whole life was a life of prayer. I understand it. Pardon me. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Dear friends, please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grant me your energy, your strength, your grace, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit, not only to read your holy word, but to pray. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I praise you and I thank you for your mercy, love, and grace. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you bestowed upon each and every one of us. And now, Holy Father God, we thank you for the privilege of prayer. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us. And please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. As we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us all with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Please rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, and his demons and his hosts, Lord, from us today, and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, Holy Father God, we pray together for over 3 million souls to come to know your Savior. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of families, especially Christian families. We pray for the salvation of other families that don't know you. Pray for the healing of this wicked nation. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church servants, and missionaries. And Lord, we pray for the salvation and leadership and wisdom for the president, and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries, that they would confess their sins and repent and lead in such a way that we could be at peace. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in their prayer requests. We pray for Nita. Please heal her intestines and other health problems. Help them to repair this house and move in for the people who defrauded them to be brought to justice, return what they stole, and get saved. Keep Nita and her sister safe. We pray for Patrick. Bless him to move to a warmer, drier climate. We pray for Rhonda. Please deliver her from deep depression. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Keith, Arik Vaughn, and Pat, and others. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Suzette, Anna, and Isaac. And we pray this in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.